Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Hit us with your favorite, Danny.
I feel like we should change this side topic, Dom.
Why is that?
It's Anthony's last day.
We did Anthony's and Tony's before.
I think we have, but yeah, okay, we'll stick with Dan's.
Well, he'll still be in the family fold doing the Wild World of Sports show. That's the main thing.
I'm just trying to pass it off to somebody else, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll ask people. What happened if we do it on Twitter? Hit us with that Anthony.
We'll do it in honor of Anthony next week.
Okay. Yeah, we never run out of names. Thinking of doing one, Famous Vows. Valerie Harper, Val Arcouche.
Oh.
Prince Valiant.
Okay.
There you go.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. No, I think there's more vows out there. Sorry. Montgomery County is the hotbed of Pennsylvania once again. By my count, you have at least four people running for the highest offices in the state, maybe more. One of them is with us. She had a great campaign and made a lot of inroads against the Dean of Decency. Kathy Barnett, you often see on Fox News Channel, often on Talk Radio 1210. Kathy's with us to talk about that campaign. Hey, Kathy, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you're welcome, Kathy. So this time around, when you're running statewide, what do you see as the biggest issue first in the primary? Is there an issue among Republicans that you think is huge?
Yes, I think a lot of people on our side of the political aisle is looking for leadership, looking for leadership with the backbone, looking for leadership with a sense of a moral compass, knowing the difference between right and wrong and not sticking their finger in the air to figure out which way the wind is blowing, but coming to the table with a sense of, you know, tried and true convictions of what our values are and being willing to stand up. You know, right now, a lot of us, as we're looking around, there's not a whole lot of people standing up against the council culture as they come. And individually,
well, let's talk about a specific. Do you think Pat Toomey is in the camp of not standing up?
I don't know. I don't know. It is. You know, these are really crazy times that we find ourselves in. One of the things I do recognize is that the left is not playing with us. These people are diabolical. Someone asked me last night, I was at an event, what is my, if I had to drill everything down, what is my most important issue that I'll be running on? And it's freedom. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's not trite at all. You know, last year when I ran in Congress, the Asian community, and specifically the Chinese Asians, they came out like gangbusters for me. They knocked on over 50,000 doors for me in Montgomery County or in the 4th Congressional District. They ended up buying so many billboards, and I asked them, thank you, I'm so glad for your support, but why are you supporting me like this? And they said, they were all first generations from China, and they said, there is nowhere else for us to go. If America turns communist, there's nowhere else for us to go. And as Lenin said, the goal of socialism is really communism. And it's the same thing with Americans. See, one of our problems is that we've always been free in this generation. So we don't really know what it feels like not to be free. And then we joke about going down to Florida so that we can go to a free state. This is our country. And I'm not as interested in stabbing my own side in the back. We have our issues. issues, right? It's kind of like in the family, you have your issues, you got to deal with it. Maybe we need to start primarying more people out of certain spaces. But nonetheless, we have to remain focused. These Democrats are not playing with us.
Well, look, let's look at the other side here. It's a when Valerie Arcouche is billed as the moderate in the race, wow, we've reached new levels.
You have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think she is. She definitely is not policy-wise, but alongside Fetterman, the motorcycle gang guy, and Malcolm Kenyatta, she looks more moderate, you know, suburban mom, doctor. Right, but her positions are every bit, and in fact, I think she's the real deal of what we're talking about, because she's a buttoned-up authoritarian, meaning she is going to drill down on this. She just doesn't bloviate. She wants total power in the hands of the government. We've seen what she's done in public health.
Yes, we have. I met with, I was in a room with about 40 doctors, ranging from neurosurgeons to dentists and everything in between. They have a lot to say about Ms. Arcouche. And so I think it's going to be very interesting as I sit with them, understand more and more from their perspective, what happened, what went wrong, what we can do better in the future. I'm really looking forward to it. It was a very great first meeting. But listen, here's the question. Our nation is asking us a question right now, and it's the exact same question that was asked in 1776 during the Revolutionary War. It's the exact same question that was asked in 1863 in Gettysburg. It's the same question that was asked in 1964 during the Civil Rights Movement, and that question is, who are we as a nation? We must begin to answer that question, and I believe I offer an answer to that question that our nation is currently asking. Who are we? My life's journey represents all that is good about this country, and my very existence tells us why we must fight this fight and why we must win. We have political leaders in different spaces who are displaying some very real communist-like characteristics. We need to answer the question, are we a communist country? Are we on the road of socialism heading to communism? Or are we still a constitutional republic? These are not trite conversations, but what Americans need to do is start speaking out. Secondly, when you see someone who is trying to stand up for your values, get behind them quickly. Stop with... Democrats are already campaigning for 2022. Why do you think they're running out here talking about Jim Crow 2.0, which is extremely offensive for someone like myself who have the blood of slaves coursing through my veins on both sides of my family? I grew up in the very deep South. I wasn't around when Jim Crow law was there, but I saw the remnants.
Sure.
I saw the remnants of Jim Crow. My grandmother would take me downtown and point out buildings where she had to walk in through the back door because she wasn't allowed to come to the front door. And yet we have these Democrats, they're so callous and so tone deaf and so racist that they're just putting these things out there, and they're using it for one reason, not because they care about black people, but they want to shut us up. We got to start speaking out. It's going to cost us something, but it's going to cost us even more if we continue to be quiet. And I need everyone who's listening to go to barnett4senate.com and contribute, sign up. This is going to be a grassroots movement, and we're going to have to pry our country out of their hands, starting with Pennsylvania.
Barnett for Senate, BARNETTE.com. Kathy, to be continued. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.